Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. As the holidays are here, let's all remember the men and women of the armed forces serving in troubled and dangerous locations. But let us also remember the families left behind. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I'm an Air Force kid. I lived in England, France, Scotland, and Japan by the time I was a junior in high school. Military kids either love this life or hate it. There's no in between. I absolutely loved it in large part because of the spirit with which my mother prepared us for each move. Mom became an Air Force wife at the tender age of 17. Dad was 21. As she grew to manage and then embrace the duties that became hers, our family's sense of well-being grew too. My parents died 6 months apart, almost to the day. When their commingled ashes were interred at Arlington Cemetery nearly 7 years ago, the chaplain read this poem in honor of my mother and military wives like her. It reads, I wore no uniforms, no blues or army greens, but I was in the military, in the ranks rarely seen. I had no rank upon my shoulders, salutes I did not give, but the military world was the place where I lived. I wasn't in the chain of command, orders I did not get, but my husband was the one who did. This I did not forget. I wasn't the one who fired the weapon, who put my life on the line, but my job was just as tough. I was the one left behind. My husband was a patriot, a brave and prideful man, and the call to serve his country not all could understand. Behind the lines, I saw the things needed to keep this country free. My husband made the sacrifice, but so did our kids and me. I loved the man I married. The Air Force was his life, but I stood among the silent ranks known as the military wife. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.